Several Denver Nuggets and New York Knicks players are expected to find out today if they'll be suspended by the NBA. All 10 players on the floor were ejected during a Saturday night brawl at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks and the Nuggets are just the latest team in sports with a bad reputation. The NFL's Cincinnati Bengals have had many players arrested. From member station WVXU in Cincinnati, Ann Thompson reports.
When Bengals cornerback Delta O'Neal was arrested recently at a DUI checkpoint, police charged him with being just over the legal limit. He joins receiver Chris Henry, linebacker Odell Thurman, and guard Eric Steinbach, all of whom have been picked up for drunk driving this season. Steinbach's arrest was on a boat. Resisting arrest was the charge when Matthias Askew and Reggie McNeil were handcuffed. Frosty Rucker faces vandalism and spousal battery charges, and police allege that A.J. Nicholson burglarized the home of a former college teammate and stole electronic equipment. These players have been scolded, benched, and some even suspended, but still the lawbreaking continues. Radio Sports Talk host Lance McAllister calls it the sliding scale of justice. He says if you're winning, you can do this. If you're losing, then it becomes a problem.
You should be able to win and obey the law. Ultimately, obeying the law is not a lot to ask out of a football player or any individual walking up and down the street.
But McAllister, his callers, and most fans seem to agree that when it comes to discipline, Bengals coach Marvin Lewis has limited options. Here at Willie's Sports Cafe on a busy weeknight, George Kalamanis is sitting elbow to elbow at the bar having a beer and glancing up at one of many TVs as he talks about the coach.
You can't really discipline them and keep them from playing, otherwise the team, hit rock bottom. But I think he needs to have a man-to-man talk with them.
Coach Lewis acknowledges that the problems are embarrassing to his organization, the city, and the fans. But at a news conference last week, Lewis said benching all those in trouble with the law is not an option.
We obviously put ourselves at risk because I don't have the luxury to have a plethora of guys to play with.
But talk show host McAllister says whatever Lewis is doing just isn't working.
You almost hope that those players, the leaders in the locker room, would grab somebody by the neck, push them up against the locker and say, listen, you knucklehead, I was here for 7 and 8 years and won nothing. We're close to winning a Super Bowl this year. Stop screwing it up.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell recently called Bengals owner Mike Brown with an offer to help and a warning to change course. Dayton Daily News veteran sports reporter Chick Ludwig says Goodell is keenly interested in the athlete's behavior.
This is a growing sport in popularity, and he wants to keep the players' noses clean off the field.
Dave Lapham is a former Bengals offensive lineman who now does radio broadcasts of the games. He remembers a different set of standards under legendary Bengals founder Paul Brown.
Paul was definitely a disciplinarian, and he had a set of rules that you had to live by. But in this era, Marvin Lewis era, it's the union and the management council basically set all the schedules for fines and punishments. And basically, Paul Brown probably would have just made a decision where he could just let a guy go. Marvin Lewis can't do that.
Whatever is done is clearly embarrassing many in this conservative city. And at Willie Sports Cafe, Al Shearer says about all people are talking about is who will be arrested next.
I think it'll be a defensive player. Vegas has odds right now. Will it be offense or defense?
For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.